Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Molly Shulis and Leanne Kennedy from Logistics Plus. Today we are speaking with Leanne Kennedy and Molly Shulis. Leanne and Molly are part of a new Logistics Plus COVID-19 response team that is successfully sourcing, processing, and delivering orders of personal protective equipment, or PPE, to hundreds of hospitals, institutions, and companies across northwestern Pennsylvania and beyond. Could each of you tell us how long you have been with Logistics Plus and a little about your experience and normal job responsibilities with the company?
With Logistics Plus for 2.5 years now. I joined in as a project manager for an FF&E client that we work with named WeWork, and I coordinated their actual installs in different cities, mostly in the U.S. and some overseas. But what we essentially do for them is the warehousing, supply chain. We work with their procurement and building opening folks. And then I was the last person to actually physically go to that job site and tie all the bows together. So the deliveries would start with the furniture. There was a lot of inventory control. And then when the COVID-19 started, I was asked to then join this team and help them out a bit. So it kind of started in a sale, more of a sales role to get the word out. So we started reaching out to senior healthcare facilities and hospitals, fire stations, police stations. There were different folks that were reaching out from just small businesses as well in Erie that, you know, needed this PPE equipment. So luckily we had it. So that's kind of what it started out at first, and then word started getting out on the street that this was available to these folks. So it kind of now turned into more of a billing and invoicing role for myself, and we have kind of our teams built that are focusing on different, parts of this gig, and they kind of took over the sales role so that we could focus on the back end of things.
So really, Molly, the COVID-19 pandemic really turned your role upside down, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I'm still focusing, obviously, on, my day job, I guess you could call it, but yeah, it's really nice to be able to, be able to help the frontline workers and have these supplies to have for them.
Leanne, how about you? What has been your involvement with this new response team and overall with Logistics Plus?
Absolutely. I've been with Logistics Plus. In May, it will be 12 years. I started out as a marketing intern. That changed when our routing center for U.S. and AK Steel got busier. I learned the domestic transportation end of things. I used that knowledge on several of our larger accounts. And when Zurn and Rexnord asked for a domestic container drayage program, I was asked to get it going and get it started. And that continues part of our business today. I also worked with GE Oil and Gas in their routing center, learning international freight more recently, as well as doing some of their plant transfers. We transferred 3 different plants around the country to Jacksonville, Florida, and more recently working with Molly for the large FF&E client and Epi Medical now.
Molly, I know you touched on this already, but is there anything else you'd want to say about what your role is and involvement with the new LP COVID-19 response team?
No, I think I touched on it. I think it's, mostly, like I was saying, it just started out in more of a sales position to get the word out to those frontline workers in contacting the senior healthcare facilities and hospitals and fire stations and police stations. And then once the word started getting out, we kind of had to create different teams. So we had to create sales teams and billing teams and invoicing teams and then teams that were actually purchasing these goods and doing the purchase orders in China for those. So it kind of has been an ever-changing role that as the volume increases or demand increases, we just had to adjust to our plans.
Molly, I know we spoke with you about a year ago regarding your project management responsibilities for Logistics Plus. How has that experience helped you prepare for the challenges of sourcing and managing logistics for PPE supplies, and how difficult was the pivot to this new role?
It wasn't too difficult, actually. So, you know, everything kind of transpires from word of mouth. You begin to build these relationships with, you know, my role before, it was with the actual clients and those folks working for WeWork. And then, you know, we had to organize the job and place orders and do warehousing, make sure the deliveries got to the site, make sure the invoicing and the billing was completed. So this is just in a different ballgame, but essentially kind of the same process. So, you know, when we finally got our hands on these goods, we began making the calls and building those relationships with the healthcare facilities and telling them, you know, what we have and what we're able to supply to them. And then there's been a lot of work behind the scenes to do that. So we've had to get them here from China, organize them when they landed in Chicago to get them to Erie. A lot of the goods went to local facilities in Erie, but then some of them went to California or Tennessee or you know, all over the U.S. So there was a lot of organizing the actual shipments once we got our hands on them. So it's been similar to my job before, but different in a different sense, of course. It's a totally different role.
I can't even imagine how gratifying this must be.
It is. It's a very rewarding feeling to be able to help these folks that are, you know, the frontline workers doing this and helping everybody else out in the world. It's a really, really good feeling.
Leanne, what about you?
It's been much of the same. You know, like Molly said, things are changing. It's not untrue that things are changing hourly, and we are a month in. I believe it was March 24th when Gretchen first called me to help work on this project. It started, you know, Jim wanted to make sure that if and when we got sick, the local hospitals and emergency responders were able to safely take care of us, his employees, and our families. And like Molly said, we are now shipping to every coast and all over the world.
Leanne, I understand you've been involved in a few very special PPE deliveries to some of our frontline heroes. That has to be pretty gratifying, isn't it?
It is. It's very rewarding, and it speaks a lot about Logistics Plus. Jim, our CEO, and Gretchen, our Vice President of International, were there making deliveries as well. It's been all hands on deck. We have people from each department making deliveries whenever we can find time. We're making local deliveries in our own personal vehicles, sometimes on our own time, in order to make sure that we don't have to charge for local delivery and things like that. It's showing the community what LP is all about.
What other challenges have you seen with the ramping up of this new PPE supply chain division at LP?
We always have challenges, but we get through them pretty quickly. You know, we are not a medical supplier, so making sure that we have all of the proper certifications and FDA and CE certification for the product. Obviously, medical facilities need that. So we're all learning a lot of new things, which is always fun.
I think the biggest challenge that I've seen since this started is the factories that are making these products are overrun by orders. The demand is so high right now. So things are ever-changing, like Leanne was saying. I mean, on an hourly basis, they're different suppliers. They have different items, different availability, different pricing. So the timing is super, super important that we get that order in with the supplier that has it and they have the money in hand, or else they'll move on to the next customer that has the money. So with that, everything is changing, which makes it very challenging to keep up with the demand of your suppliers and then the demand of the customers that are in need of this stuff.
Molly, any idea how many orders of PPE supplies has delivered so far?
Yeah, we're in the hundreds of orders right now. Not sure exactly, but they, they're coming in daily very, very quickly.
Leanne, at 12 years, you're somewhat of a veteran to Logistics Plus now, aren't you? You're probably pretty accustomed to Jim's approach by now of always saying yes to a new challenge in new and creative ways.
Very. Yes. He, a lot of people would think that some of the ideas are a little lofty, but he's always been right. It's always worked out. We've always been able to get what the customers need. In this case, we're dealing with healthcare facilities with medical supplies. So I'm very accustomed to it, but it always works out. We always figure it out. We always get the job done.
Molly, what other specific challenges has COVID-19 presented to LP and its customers?
I would touch base again on the challenges that I've experienced with the factories and the demand being so high. So the demand is high here in the U.S. and a ton of different countries, and a lot of these goods are coming out of China. They're being overrun by orders. If we place an order at 1 p.m. today and our payment doesn't make it to that factory, by a certain time, they are moving on to the next customer. They can barely keep up over there as well. So I think that's been the most challenging role here in the LP medical team. As far as the customers, I would just say making sure they have their hands on this when they need it. So we're trying to make sure that, all of these local places, whether it's restaurants or bars that are still open for takeout, or the senior healthcare facilities or the hospitals or the firefighters, making sure that they know that we have this product available for them to purchase and getting it in their hands so that those folks working for them are protected.
What other things is Logistics Plus doing to keep both its own employees and its customers' employees operational during these past few weeks?
Yeah, because we have the connections with those suppliers, and because we have the PPE equipment, Jim has been very generous in making sure that all of the employees and their families have the necessary surgical masks or gloves or facials or whatever it may be to make sure that, everybody is protected here in the office and our families at home. He's been generous to donate more than necessary to us.
Your staff, with the support of Jim, have really stepped up in this time, haven't they?
We have. It's been really nice to see us step up and, we're not used to selling medical equipment and doing this, but we've all adapted very well, and it's our number one focus right now to make sure the community and the employees and everybody is taken care of and they have what they need to be as safe as possible right now.
Is sourcing and distributing PPE something you see LP doing for the foreseeable future? And does the LP COVID-19 response team have anything new planned going forward?
It's hard to tell. We have several companies that we've been working with. We have lots of repeat orders with local clients as well as other domestic facilities. If the demand continues, I foresee Jim wanting to continue making sure that everyone is taken care of. I think that remains to be seen.
Molly, has the COVID-19 pandemic been the largest global challenge you've had to adapt your business to since you've been at LP?
Absolutely, yes. It has. So a lot of these customers that we work with on a day-to-day basis before this started have kind of paused their operations. So the client that I work with is a co-working company who they have all, you know, decided to work from home, and they're not doing any project installs at the moment, or not very many. So I've had to adjust to the needs of the business, and right now the needs are medical needs. So it's been a huge change for the team here at LP, but we'll always go where the need is and adjust to that.
Was the feeling internally when this shutdown went into effect more of what we can do to help?
Yes, very much so. Jim is always thinking ahead of most of us. But while he was thinking of the community, he was thinking of us too, in making sure that we have supplies to hopefully protect us from the virus, as well as if we do end up not well, that the facilities here locally can care for us safely.
Leanne, do you feel that the COVID-19 challenge has instilled even more confidence in LP's ability to meet a global challenge head on and excel in your performance as a company for your partner clients?
Yes, absolutely. We're well practiced at making the impossible happen. We've really always been a company that thinks outside of the box. In fact, we do things that larger companies say no to. Jim's always been open to that kind of initiative. While this is a terrible situation, our response has not changed. We started a new division with the LP Medical PPE supplying, and as we've said before, the initial response was to make sure that the local facilities here in Erie and Crawford County had supplies that they needed, especially for the front line, first responders, firemen, policemen, medical facilities. But now, we've got clients all over the world, all over the country, and we're supplying clients that have been clients for years and years, as well as all new ones. So it just goes to show that our network is good for more than just transportation.
Leanne, getting back to Logistics Plus, beyond the COVID-19 crisis, what has it been like working for Jim the past 12 years, and what do you think about the amazing growth the company has experienced recently?
It's been very exciting. I started right out of school, as I said, working as an intern. There are always new things happening. There are always exciting projects. We're always learning something new. Even if you work in the same department for a couple of years, we are blessed to not have mundane days. We are always learning new things, working with new teams all over the globe. And our team has just grown exponentially. So we're very lucky to be as big as we are. And hopefully we will get through this like we got through in 2008, when the recession hit. So I think it's been very exciting, and Jim's very forward thinking. So we're blessed.
What would you say stands out at LP?
The people that we work with. I know that the company slogan is passion for excellence. If you've been to the building, you can feel it. You know that we love this company, we love our coworkers, and we truly love what we do.
Molly, I understand you were recently recognized in the NBA's Business Magazine as one of 6 rising star women in leadership for Logistics Plus. As a young professional, that must make you feel pretty good. Any words of wisdom you can share with other young women looking to have a rewarding career in business or logistics?
I was fortunate enough. So I worked for a company before this. It was actually Starbucks for 9 years, and was fortunate enough to have a leader there. His name was Tom Valerio. And in that magazine, I described a little bit about him, but he kind of took my hand through my whole journey from when I started with them until year nine when I left to come to LP, and taught me a lot and was willing to, you know, have me by his side and any question that I had, he answered. And he kind of guided me to my growth with Starbucks, and then I took that here. So I think my word of wisdom would be to ask the questions, and if you have somebody that you can, you know, sit along the way with and learn from their leadership and their growth with the company, then do that. Don't take that for granted. They can show you a lot, and I'm thankful for Tom. He showed me a ton, you know, that I'll take with me anywhere I go, not even just in my...
We discussed this a bit in previous episodes, but Logistics Plus was recertified as a great place to work for a third consecutive year back in March. And last year, it was named by Fortune magazine as the 54th best medium-sized workplace in America. What makes Logistics Plus such a special place to work?
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome compliment. It really is. It's an awesome place to work. I was very hesitant to join LP after being, you know, in a comfort zone with Starbucks for 9 years, and I joined and wasn't sure what to expect, but I can see why they got that reward or award every single year. I think the thing that I love most about the company is they challenge you every single day. There's a new challenge, and it's you're never bored, which I think makes, you know, people want that. People want to feel challenged and needed. And I think every role that I've been in, whether it was with the SF&E client or with this PP&E client, I have felt very challenged, and it's been a very rewarding experience, especially this COVID-19 medical team that I'm on and has been awesome.
Ladies, thanks again for joining us. We know it's a crazy and busy time right now. Last question. If someone is interested in PPE supplies from Logistics Plus, where could they go?
They can go to our website, logisticsplus.net. If you scroll down to the bottom or across the top, you will see COVID in red letters. That will take you to the webpage that has an option for individual small orders for individuals, as well as a tab for businesses and organizations. We have, like I said, the website. You can also call our 800 number, and we can direct any requests that way. Our 800 number is 855-843-7452.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSC. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.